This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
We do now actually have the Minister for Multicultural Affairs and Finance, Robin Scott, on the phone. Yes.
Hello.
Good morning. Hello. Minister. How are you?
Good morning. Apologies, the audio isn't that greatest. I've had a few personal issues to deal with today. I'm out and about, but I'm happy to be on Joy FM.
Thank you. Thank you. And
always great to have
you, Minister. We appreciate it. Tess.
Happy to be here.
Minister, during the week, we understand that you attended the Yes Alliance event at the steps of Parliament House. Could you tell us what that was about, and why would the government support that?
Well, that was the event about people from migrant and non-English-speaking backgrounds coming together to support the Yes campaign. I think it's very important to understand two things. One is that there are a large number of people who come from migrant backgrounds who support the Yes campaign, and often some people on the conservative side of the debate have attempted to frame these issues that the vote no would be support values implicit in migrant communities, and I think that's something that needs to be confronted. And secondly, I think it's always important to understand and acknowledge that traditional conservative social views do not trump individual human rights. And that where there's a conflict between the two, human rights should predominate. And I see the marriage equality debate as fundamentally a debate about equality, and fundamentally a debate about treating all people equally.
That's music to our ears, of course, and they're exactly the sentiments that we in this studio and this station actually do adopt. And during the week, we did see that there were great leadership shown by the national and the state ethnic peak organisations, the Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria and FECA, who both put out statements supporting marriage equality. We think that's great. I understand that you also came back and provided some more additional financial support to the ethnic communities to support them in some of the work they were doing. Could you tell us a bit about that, Minister?
Well, there's a $10,000 specifically to support the mental health of people coming from English-speaking backgrounds during the who are LGBTI during the marriage equality debate, because we all know the homophobia and the bigotry that has been unleashed by this by the postal survey, and we've previously provided funding to support LGBTI people from migrant communities, because there's another overlay, and I was in fact told by some of the old hands of multiculturalism don't go down this path, but I have a fundamental that people facing significant discrimination within their own cultural community. In fact, often greater discrimination in the broader community. So there's two purposes. One is to deal with issues that have arisen in the debate itself, and the other is to understand that the challenges that are faced by people in socially conservative migrant communities in dealing with their own sexuality. I mean, and people's love should not cause a mental illness, should not cause people to suicide.
Minister, we've heard numerous stories in the last several weeks where church leaders, ethnic-based organisations, have actually incited violent activity, not just a call to vote no, but actual violent activity. What's your message to them?
There is no place for violence in any form of discourse or social engagement in Australian and Victorian society. Absolutely none. And it is reprehensible to encourage violence, and anyone who does so should only stand condemned. But of course, there are potential legal ramifications, which is not my role as a minister to enforce. But I just say any incitement of violence is utterly reprehensible and has no place in our society, and is abhorrent to any decent person.
I understand that you're not the justice minister or the police minister, but what jurisdiction does civil law have in a church-based environment, for example, where a church leader may actually call people to incite violence?
Incitement of hatred, there is, of course, laws about incitement So I want to be careful. I'm not going to give a legal opinion, but there, there are certainly laws on the statute against incitement of violence. So you can and vilification as well. There are laws about vilification. So I think, as part of executive government, I think I want to leave enforcement to the police. But what I would say is there are certainly laws that may be being breached, but at the same time, the consequences of anyone seeking violence against another person should be the utter condemnation of that person who's inciting violence. There's no place for that in our society.
I think that's absolutely great to hear. There's no doubt that you and the rest of the Andrews government have been great supporters of our community and have put in place a whole range of measures to not only support things like marriage equality, but to also ensure that LGBTI people continue to have equitable access to support and resources and enjoy the same rights that every other member of our community does enjoy. So thank you very much for being part of that, Minister Scott.
And I think, from my perspective, I said this is really just a simple matter of equality. Yeah, and once you reach the conclusion that it's about equality, I think a whole range of the arguments for the and fallacious, just rubbish about this is an infringement on religious freedoms, for example. There's no, we're not prescribing that that people have to follow a particular religion or not follow a particular religion. We're according people equal rights in the society. And I think it's really important to assert people's individual equal rights and right to live as other people live in society as a fundamental bedrock of a civilised community.
Robin Scott, Minister, it's Macca here. I want to thank you for your time. I know you've got a few things going on today. Appreciate you dedicating a few minutes to us. Appreciate your work. Appreciate your support. Thank you, and have a great day.
And thank you very much. And always a pleasure to come on Joy FM. And always, it's always important, I think, to give people support.
Absolutely.
At this time.
Great.
Very welcome, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was Robin Scott, MP, Minister for Multicultural Affairs and Finance.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.